Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 5th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the ongoing ZANU-PF Congress.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Robert Mugabe, the president of Zimbabwe, I think he has been very consistent. He wants to rule the country until he dies, and whatever he's doing is showing that he's consistent with that thinking of his.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the ongoing elective ZANU-PF Congress.
President Robert Mugabe has indicated that Vice President Joyce Mujuru and her backers might be arrested for alleged corruption. Today, the party is split into plenary sessions, and the closed committees are discussing the state of the economy, the state of the party and Zim Asset, among other issues.
What happens to ZANU-PF after the Congress, and who will be in the presidium?
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again is 001-202-619-2077. You can send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yes, that's Langa Ninjalo for it.
Wanguka Gibbs, nasi tutauti tinge tichitarisa neje musangano we ZANU-PF Congress urukwende ramberi iwo kuharare uku. Uye nasi vanga vari makomiti anga asinga bvumidzwe vatoriwe nau nevamwe makomiti anga achitarisa nyaya dzakaita sana Zim Asset, nyaya dzezveupfumi nemamiriro akaita bato iri. Asi nyaya iri kunyanyonzwikwa nevakawanda ndeyekuti ndianani vanenge vari muutungamiri webato iri kana kuti presidium. Mutungamiri webato vaRobert Mugabe ndo vanenge vari kupiwa masimba mushure mekuvandudzwa kwebumbiro remuchemo webato kuti vange vachidomaiwo vatedzeri vavo vaviri uye nasachigaro webato. Gibbs.
Yabambezo rokanda ndava lingachona njani kona ngapo ke ngemakhaya tilangapa siyaphila sibilo kwamagama. Ye esixoka ngako ke lamhlanje iKongoros ye ZANU-PF ekhona ngale eHarare. Sizwile ke ukuthi ke unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru lokho engahambanga kula ngale kuKongoros labanye bakhe laba abacajangela ukuthi babe funa ukugenqula ke uMongameli Robert Mugabe. Sezwa njalo ke ukuthi lamhlanje kade kukhona kula ngale kuKongoros bekukhulunywa ke kuma committee ukuthi abantu bayahlala nje bengamahlekana lapha lalapha. Kukhulunywa ngeZim Asset, kukhulunywa ngomumo womnotho, kuzokhulunywa ke ukuthi iparty yona ime njani. Kukhanya ngazani bandlaleli sibili bakhona abavumileyo ukuthi hayi kukhanya kulokugedla kwamazinyo phakathi khona ngale. Kodwa ke kukhangelelweyo zulukandaba ukuthi kuzathwana ngokhetho labo kuthiwa yipresidium lelidala sibili inkalakatha eliyabe eliba lomongameli labasekeli bakhe ababili njalo lochalimana webandla. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe nalibone ngalizani kuyaphumani ke kusasa kumbe ngelanga elilandelayo kukhona mpho-ke nxa sikhuluma ngepresidium. Siphinde futhi nxa singajika kancane sikhulume nje ngokunye ongazani ukwethusa abaningi. Sikhulume labantu amabandla aphikisayo abathi okwenzakala kuZANU PF bangani bathi kunzima Blessing. Ngobona ngazani nxa ibandla leli lamandla yokuthi batshintshe isekelo sombuso kuzayenzakalani nxa labo abafuna ukungena bangangena balakho kugenqulwa phela isekelo sombuso welizwe kungani kunjalo fowethu.
Gibbs, I think we have our first two guests. That is Mr. Bright Matonga, the former Deputy Information Minister and a member of ZANU PF. Mr. Matonga, good evening.
Good evening to you.
And thank you so much for joining us.
With a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Of course, that's Mr. Bright Matonga there. I think we also have Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Chuma?
No, ngizani ke ucingo lakhe lumane lwasibathela ke Blessing.
Maybe we'll try to call him later. Now Mr. Matonga, tell us what's going on in the Revolutionary Party. It appears all is not well.
No, everything is well within ZANU PF. There is a congress, what we call the sixth elective congress, that will be finishing tomorrow, where you elect a new leadership from the presidium to central committee members. So you have a new team coming in. But what has been exciting is that the new players, the old players, especially the vice president is not in, and a lot of senior players have not didn't make it to the central committee. And there's also the entrance of the first lady as the representative for women in the women's league. Remember, it's not the first time that we've had the first lady leading the women's league. Our former first lady, Salim Gad, also was in that position. So tomorrow they are going to usher in a new team, a central committee. Then from that central committee, they will then confirm the president, the leader of the women's league, and also the two vice presidents. One has to be from former PF ZAPO, and then there will be a new national chairperson. I think those ones will be announced tomorrow, and the new central committee members. And maybe in the new year, you then have your Politburo. So that's what has been happening here in Harare.
Thank you so much, Mr. Matonga. Please do stay on the line. And I think we have our second guest, that is Dr. Nkuleko Sibanda, a political analyst based at Huddersfield University in Britain. Dr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Dr. Sibanda, what's your take on what is happening in ZANU PF?
I think that what is happening here for me is one of those things that has, to a certain extent, cleared up the long question about what Mugabe wants to do in the next 5 years and how the question of succession is going to play itself out between Mnangagwa and Mrs. Mujuru, the sitting vice president. I think it has told us that Mugabe has played his game and is securely and cleverly securing safe passage for both for himself, but also a safe future for his children and his wife, should he not be here for the next 10 years.
Mr. Matonga, is it a question of Mr. Mugabe preparing for his future?
I'm surprised people are talking about a safe passage. The party holds a Congress every 5 years and a conference every year. And then it's unfortunate that people tend to interpret it in whatever way they want, but the issue is that you select a new leadership. Whether people like President Mugabe and his family or whoever, that's another debate for another day, and that debate has been happening all the time, and people have actually wished him died, but you know, he's still there. Unfortunately, or fortunately, you will have President Mugabe until for the next 5 years, and we have to put up with that and focus on key issues. Key issues of economic development, we're talking about ZIM asset, accelerated ZIM asset, which is an empowerment program, which is part of the United Nations process, Article 19 of 1993. So that's what we've implemented, empowering the local communities, empowering the minorities that we underprivileged, empowering women, empowering really, and developing this country. And it's unfortunate that sometimes people tend to focus on the wrong things. That doesn't bring the things that don't bring food on the table. You know, you may say, you know, some people don't like President Mugabe. A lot of them like President Mugabe. And we can debate until, the cows come home to roost. Mm-hmm. But really the issue is we should learn to focus on productive issues, developmental issues, things that matter, things that put food on the table. So unfortunately, they have tended to kind of hijacked to be a Mujuru, a Mugabe issue. It's unfortunate that Vice President Mujuru didn't make it, but that's politics for you. This is also what happened 10 years ago in 2004. Emmerson Mnangagwa had thought he had everything in the bag. Then things changed overnight. Now it's even if he is going to be made a vice president, that much we don't know. We can only tell tomorrow. But as Zimbabweans, I think we should be saying to our leadership that we need constructive debate. We need productive debate. We need to engage the West. We need to engage everyone so that we can rebuild our country. We can talk about sanctions. Again, people say there are no sanctions. Others say there are sanctions. But what is important is that every Zimbabwean should have a stake in the country. We should also respect our constitution, allows every Zimbabwean to have a share of this stake. And we all enjoy, we all live happily after.
Dr. Sibanda, come in there, yes. But what Mr. Matonga is saying is that in politics, you eat or you are eaten, right?
Yes, but the difficult part of this is that in his view, which is Zanu-PF view, everything is unfortunate. You can just imagine how many times he said everything was unfortunate. But I think what he also did in his attempt to justify the re-election of Mugabe into leadership at this very late age was to break ZANU-PF's laws. He simply said, we all have to put up with the president. You know, that's what allowed ZANU. I wonder if he's in Harare and at the Congress, because as soon as they hear that we have to put up with the president, instead of like the president, he might end in a lot of trouble. But I think that he has to accept, what everybody must accept, is that President Mugabe is late in his age. President Mugabe does care or should care about what happens to Mrs. Mugabe and the children when they go. The young girl who just got married, Bona, has been given farms that have been looted from other people as well, and that those need to be protected if she's going to make use of them. The question of Mugabe becoming a complete dictator is what we see at this Congress. Why does Mugabe need to be a complete dictator with him appointing everybody to any position that means anything, even within the party itself, as if the party has now suddenly become the state as well? It is simply because even Mugabe himself understands that he cannot play God, that he is twilight, simply means that one day he's going to be gone. And his wife is still fairly young. She's not even reached a retirement age. And for that reason, he wants to be a dictator so that he can dictate everything going forward. And I will say this to Mugabe today. Congratulations. He's done very well because his opponents in ZANU-PF have not been well-trained in politics. Joyce Mujuru played this one so bad, and she's put herself in a position where she can't win. And now we have Mugabe having the upper hand in such a way that he has all the abilities to determine the complete future of the party and almost the future of Zimbabwe, because the other oppositional political parties are not equipped with the political thinking that can challenge a ZANU-PF that has the power of the state.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Slander. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the ongoing ZANU-PF Congress. And of course, our guests this evening, we have political analyst Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. And we also have former Deputy Information Minister, Mr. Bright Matonga. Regaiti mbwende kuba tereri, tinamkoma Peter Moyo, magadi. Aiwa tiripo muri kuona sei zviri kubuda ku ZANU PF.
Chokwadi chiri pachena ndechachitaura vapedza kutaura vakuti vamugambi vari kungoda kuzvigadzirira munhu achachengetedza upfumi hwavo saka vachingovhiringa zvakawanda wanda mukazvitarisa zvirachitaura kuti bhona akapuwa purazi yarakatora kuhwedza taya kuti vanozviziva kuti kana pakaenda munhu anoda kuita chokwadi zvose zvinobuda saka vari kubvisa vana marijuru navamwe vosava kuti vasari vakaprotektwa namunagagwa nenyaya yekuti vanoziva vanoukama hwavo kubva kare saka ichokwadi chaicho kuti vachitaurwa kuti avagambi vanongeita confusion yekuti varambe vari pachigaro uye mhuri yavo irambe yakachengetedzwa namunagagwa ende yousee tomorrow munagagwa is going to be mentioned.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Peter, kunyangwa hazvo panyaya yekuti mwana wamugaba akapuwa prize apa pasina umbo hwakati tsvikita handi nyaya yekuti tingabva tataura tisina umbo hwacho hwakakwana asi tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Peter is saying it's all about Mr. Mugabe looking at the interests of his family. Normally, we don't want to discuss about the president's children since they are not into politics. I think we are okay discussing about the first lady. She's now a politician, but normally the kids are, you know, it's dicey. It's something that we don't want to talk about.
Even here in the USA, something.
Yeah, indeed. We want to stay clear of that. But for Mrs. Mugabe, I think we can discuss that all day. Regatende unemwe mtereri. Mkoma Lazarus, magadi.
Hello.
Magadi Mkoma Lazarus.
Tisiperi magadi wande Mkoma Njonga.
Ndi Mkoma Blessing, zvirikudii?
Zvina kuri Washington.
Ai wakuno kuri nani zvako. Muri kuona sei Congress yeZANU-PF?
Congress yeZANU-PF yakamira kuipa chaiko chaiko. Nekuti mukada kuona zvipo ipapa kune vamwe vanhu vatiri kuona kuti vachadisappointwa. Nekuti vamunangagwa zvavaripo ipapa vari munhu akatotageta chigaro ichi chekuva vice president asi inini sekuona kwangu havatombopinzwi ipapa nekuti vamugambi vanoda munhu akaita sewaya kwavari munhu havanokwanisa kutwista to any direction yezvido zvavo ivo. Saka tozoenda futi pana mama vedu maemava indoona sekuti dai vakaramba zvavo vakati nyararei because vakataura munhu uyo achaterwa chega chega chaainacho akatorerwa zvokuti vanogona kusarirwa vapa
ndii mai mujura
ndi mai mujura.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Lazarus.
Wangu amaita basa.
Tinotenda, of course. Lazarus is saying that Mr. Mugabe wants to work with people who are pliable or yes men. His advice to Maim Juru is that she must keep quiet, otherwise she will lose all her properties.
Ms. Matonga, what's your reaction to what people are saying?
Look, you know, people are entitled to their views. As I indicated in my earlier discussion, that this is politics. You've got to understand, if you... President Mugabe leads his party. He doesn't follow the party. He leads the party. So my good friend, the doctor from Huddersfield, I'm sure, you know, that's a lesson for him, for his students, if he's teaching politics. I think people need to take lessons from that for their thesis and start African and especially Zimbabwean politics. You know, this is a game. And if you're outdone or outsmart, you know, you take a cool and you sit back and reflect. Because when you go for elections, there are losers and there are winners. and there can never be free or fair elections. Whether, you know, we can debate all day to say Mujuru was supposed to be there, she wasn't supposed to be there, and we can, and I'm happy you corrected the issue of the kids. Sometimes people tend to personalize these things and make them, then we lose the debate. I think what we should be focusing on or hammering on is that whilst there is this Congress, which is a one-off process which happens after every 5 years, is ZANU-PF, is the government making sure that people are well looked after, the economy is well looked after, we're fighting corruption, not to be seen to be just fighting corruption, and making sure that there is a process that is done transparently so that you don't arrest people because they are weak. You don't arrest people because they're not your friends. We should, and you know, give ideas. And I was expecting that again from the doctor from Huddersfield, to give ideas to say how these things are handled in Europe. Then we can all benefit. What is going to come out of ZANU-PF? Yes, there's going to be a new leadership. We may like it or we may don't. But the most important thing is we've got to look at empowering people, fighting corruption, putting in new systems, putting in new blood, so that, again, respecting the constitution, so that there is no fear. So that when you're in Zimbabwe, whether you are in the States, you are in the UK, this is your home, you should feel part and parcel of this country and not to be intimidated or, you know, think that, you know, you someone will come for you. As for President Mujuru, she's handled the issue very well. She's remained quiet. She's a loyal cadre. When the party says stop, you stop. You don't fight. And that's why she's kept quiet. And people, I think, she's laughing all the way. I say, well, it happened to someone. And if I've been asked to stop, I will stop. So really, there is no blood that is going to be shed anywhere. So really what is important is that the team that the president, who has already been appointed, is going to be a team that is dedicated to promoting economic survival of the country, to promote international relations, to promote agriculture, to promote a lot of things, empowering the youth, empowering the women, and that things are done in a transparent manner. How do you fight corruption? Do you just go and arrest people? Or you have to come up with a program of educating people about corruption? You see, these are the issues, I think, that we all need to focus on, not to focus on the personal, all that President Mugabe is afraid. People have been saying this for years, and he's still there. And so, really, it's pointless to make this a tribal issue. I think we need to move away from that process and focus on this Zimbabwe, the Zimbabwe that we all like and love.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Matonga. Of course, Dr. Sibanda will tell us if there's anyone who is trying to bewitch the Prime Minister in London, Gibbs.
I think one thing that needs to be pointed out is that if it had anything to do with me, I would rehire the former minister to his position. Quite effective. But he said a few things that are certainly very correct. There can never be free and fair elections in ZANU-PF or run by ZANU-PF. I completely agree with the former minister there. I completely agree with the former minister there.
In any election, they can never be free, because the loser who always complained to say that there was no level playing field. So it's not a ZANU-PF issue. Elections are, especially in Africa, or even in Europe or Australia, they're just tough. I have been through this game. I've won elections, I've lost elections, but I'm still here. You just have to have a thick skin and just understand that one day you lose and one day you win and you live happily after.
You're right there. That's the nominal value of why there can never be free and fair elections, that the loser may always complain. But it is always nearly impossible for the loser to complain if the process itself is transparent. If it isn't transparent, then you actually say that the actual value is that the election is in reality not free and fair, otherwise it would be made very transparent. The second thing that you're absolutely right about, in Zimbabwe or in a dictatorship, the leader is owns the people. He leads the people. That he never listens to anybody. He listens just to himself and does what he wants. I agree with you. This is what is happening in Zimbabwe. This is what has always happened. This is what we've always complained about in terms of the Zimbabwe electoral process. In terms of whether or not we can bring the president's children into a debate, if the children are adults and they have reached the age at which they can vote and participate in politics, and we think they are participating, we must be able to discuss them. Look, we have the president's daughter in Angola. She is the third richest woman in the world, in one of the poorest countries in the world. We must be able to talk about that. If the country is poor and some people are getting exponentially or disproportionately rich or getting properties that they shouldn't be getting or cannot be explained clearly, those must be part of a mature political debate and should not be left from that debate.
Yeah, our problem, Dr. Sibanda, was that we can't say Bona was given a farm when there's no proof about that. And I don't think the kids have been involved or the children have been involved that much in politics in Zimbabwe to the extent that we can equate them to what is happening in Togo, for example, or in Angola.
I agree. I think for this debate, and because the former deputy prime minister is here, we need to cover his back as well. I think that we can leave that out.
No, it's not about him. I think we also take exception to the attacks on the vice president's children by the Herald.
I think it's the media. Dictatorship and all. Look, if you have to be a ruler, you have to be in control. President Mugabe is the commander-in-chief of, you know, of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces. When you want to be a president, you should have control of the systems. It's never fair. But what you have to be clear is that the basic principles, have they been followed? Mm-hmm. Even when they changed the constitution a few days ago, it was put to the people, to the Central Committee, to approve that process. If people had differences, they would have said no. But that was supported. Unfortunately, if you're not in ZANU-PF, and sometimes people don't understand what happens in politics. There are rules and regulations that govern, you know, once you want to play that game. It can be good, it can be dirty, it can be everything. Zimbabwe is a dictatorship, Zimbabwe is this. Look, I think those are your opinions, but freedom to claim, to reclaim what belongs to us. We cannot have apologies for that. If you're happy there, we've been in England. You are not allowed if you're a black person. There's things that you can do, there are things that you can't. Even if you're a lecturer, wherever you are, you know that you can. They will not allow you to run the shows. And why should we allow foreigners to do that? Gentlemen, why can't you be proud of your own country and fight for the improvement?
I think you're making a mistake. I'm more proud of my country. That I'm more proud of my country than you are. And I can prove that, because anything I will do for that country and everything I have done and everything I have dreamed of is to make sure that I build a country that has a future that will take us to the times we can't see. A country that is built on the principles in which everybody is truly equal, everybody is truly respective of each other. A country in which it does really matter, it doesn't really matter what party I come from. I can also participate in the political processes. Unfortunately, and you may want to claim this to be an opinion, but you know it to be true. For the past 30 years, in a country of 12 million people, you've only had one person who ZANU-PF thinks is capable of leading the country. If that was the case, then you could conclude from that basis alone that ZANU-PF believes that this country is made out of very stupid people, people who couldn't lead themselves.
Dr. Spanda, we are going to take a short break and we'll be back with you. So, Dr. Spanda, please do stay on the line. And also, Mr. Matonga, please do stay on the line. South Africa, Gibbs.
We also have Dr. Chikwabarara in DRC.
Of course, for our radio listeners, we are continuing with this discussion. We are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.